We are on Daf, Mem Aleph, Amid Aleph, in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara has a shaila: how is there a chetimtze that there should be a muet given the mitam katlina light? So we are a little after the middle of the Amid, after the small test of the Ein Mishpat. Rav Acher bereide Rav Ika Omar kegoin shohuzmu zoymemei zoymemen. Zot Rashi, shohuzmu zoymemei zoymemen. Shenogach beiz negiches rishaynes. The first two negiches, veyidu boi beiz kites eidem. There were two kites eidem that were made on each negiche. Bo katachas behizimum. So after the Eidus of the first Eidus, so a cat came and was mazim them. So they were mazim them, so it comes out there was no negiche, so there's no chiyuv misa. Then a second cat came and said there was another negiche, shenoga chasodam v'meis, and they were mazim the second cat. Upatru. So Mamela, they patterned the sheriff Amisa, because the Edom were Huzam. Shenogach Negicha Shlishis, now there was a third Negicha, Vihidu Boy, Bosa Kat HaMazemes Lazimon, now this cat wanted to be Mazem, the third cat, Vuhuzmo Oysoi HaKat. And now this cat that was wanted to be mazim, the third cat, so is huzam af al hazomais rishaynes, and the first two hazomis, v'nimtzo, so now it comes out that the first cat of Edom that were made, and the first two negiches, the first two kites of Edom, which made in the first two negiches, and this third cat that is made on the third negichim, v'nimtza hasher mu'et, so it comes out that they're emeser edim, v'nimtza hasher mu'et, mishalom kaifer ala shlishes. This is the Rashi l'shitosei over here, that you pay kaifer on the third negiche. There's a shtikel ha'orem that I had, I found in the Dvar Yaakov. The lashon of the Gemara is very modne. Shehuzmu zaymemei zaymemim. Okay, it should have said shehuzmu hamezimim. That would make more sense. Shehuzmu hamezimim. Shehuzmu zaymemei zaymemim. What does that mean? So it brings down from Rashi and Sanhedrin that the after the hazome that the second cat made, so they made that the first cat was aimimim. That's what they said. They said the first cat was aimimim. And they're the zaymimei zaymimim. They're the ones that are saying that the first cat was aimimim. They made the first cat zaymimim. That's that kasher. It wasn't true. Imono hayisem. So Mamela, so they're saying that the first cat is Zaymimim, and they are the Zaymimei Zaymimim. So Mamela, Huzmu Zaymimei Zaymimim. So now the Mezimim, which we would call Mezimim, are the Zaymimei Zaymimim. They wanted to make the first cat Zaymimim. Bekitzer, so we have a Moira de Ketzir. We had a problem why the sheir was not killed. The sheir was not killed because after the Agodas Eidus, they were Muslim from Mazimim. So the Gemara says, Hanicha ilu liyudei ture ba'inen shapir. If you hold liyudei ture, all we have to know is that the sheir is an akron, is a mu'ed. So now, even though we were ignorant the whole time, we were under the impression that the Sheh never was Negeach through the Mezimim. But now we find out that Tesher was Negeach. So I know that Tesher was Negeach. He killed three people. So that's good. So now we have a Gewaldic Teretz. Ela Eliyu de Gavra Binam. But if the purpose of Hadoah is that the Bailam has to be aware that if Sher is a Negeach and it's becoming a Nakhin in order to watch it more carefully, Meima Omalei, so this, the Baal Asher can say, Lehavi Yadane, I didn't know, I was under the impression. I would have known my Sher was Negeach, I would have watched it when the first cut came, and then they were Mazen, they said that they were Mazen them. They were Mazen them, so I had nothing what to worry about. So Morenzis can go in the Omri, call Amis the Kotel, Turei, Gabei, Havikoi. So Lechere, the Pashtis of the Gemara's Teretz is that the first Kittis had said that when they were made on the Negichas Asher, they say that they related to Bezen, the Bailam was there. So the Bailam saw clearly that Asher is Anakrim. So he doesn't have a Teretz to say that he was unaware that Asher was Anakrim. He was there. Zogt Rashi, Anich Eilu Yudei Ture Binen Gimel Yomim Dechsiv Bikroi Shape Einogach Sholesh Negiches Begimel Yomim Va'av Al Gav Shaloi Neskaimo Hadosoi Ela Bebasachas Ayich Peslo, even though became a mood all at once, but Tesher, now I know, is a mood. Eli Yudi Gav Rabinin Shloish Yomim Omalei Havi Yadana Beis Negichas HaRishonis Interay that I should watch it. Sheha Mezimim Hitunei, the Mezimim fooled me. So the Gemara says, no, they were made Gavei Havi Koi. So this is a very interesting Rashi. Who's the one that says Gavei Havi Koi? Sheha Mezimim Hei Idu the Gavei Havi Koi. Now, Lechere, the Mezimim means the third cut. The second cut of Muzomim. So what they say is worthless. So Mezimim means the third cut. That he was there, Bishasta Negiche. So this is very difficult to understand. The third cut is made that the second cut was Imano Yisim. They were in Florida the whole time. The third cut was with the second cut. So Memela, so how could they know? We were speaking about when the Negicha was. The first cat said the Negicha was 1 o'clock Monday. The second cat said, no, you were with us 1 o'clock Monday in New York. And the third cat said, no, you were with us 1 o'clock Monday in Chicago. Al Koponim, so if the third cat is Mazim, the second cat, so how could they be made that Bishas and Negiche, the Bailam was there? They were, their whole edus is that they were with the second cut, and the second cut was not near the Negiche at all. So the Teres Chaim is this kasha. So Shvera Rashi. Zot the Gemara weiter. Ravina Oma. Ravina says another Hechetimse that we could have that, Asher, Hamuid, that was not killed. B'makirin es Baal Asher, v'ein makirin es Asher. That means Edom came, and they told Bezin that one of his Shvorim, that means by the first Negiches, they were unable to recognize which Sher was the Nakhin. They knew klar that the Sher belongs to this Bailim. One of his shvorim was Negeach. That's what they came to Bezen, and exactly did not know which it was. After the third Negeach, then they recognized the Shoyer, and they recognized, oh, this was the Shoyer by the first two times also. So Mamel now became a mood. So the Gemara says, my Havalei Lemevat. So if he didn't know which Sher is the Nakhin, so how does it become a Mu'at? Some of you hold Le Yudei Gavre. So muss es mich im Daumri leitur in der Krone Islach bekocha, I boi locha neture kuli bekocha. That means he was aware of Kaponim, he has a nakhem in his flock of bokos, a memele, so he should have known to take care of all the bokos. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is raises a chiyuv shmira on all the shvarim. Ravina Omar Mashkachas Lodloy Niskal Bishtaim Arishaynis Doin She'edim Hameidim Olav Ein Makirim Es Asher Ubegimol Hukar. By the third Negicha, then they recognize the Sher. And that this was the share hana, this was the share that was nagech the whole time. It says in the Mishnah, zev zeh chayov misa, saya tam and saya muad chayov misa. Tana rabona mimashme shenemar sokel yisokel asher. The pasuk tells us that we cycle the share. Any idea shenevela, so I know it's a nevela. Unevela asure bachila, and I also know nevela is also bachila. Is ma talmud loimala yeyochel es pesorim. So what is the posse coming to tell us that you should not eat the basar? I know you not eat the basar, it's a nevela. So the posse, if it's coming from Isar achila, it's miyuta. Is magid loch hakosov she imshoch teilacha she nigmaidine osa bachilo. So the Gemara says the pasuk is coming to tell us, Yochelas Pusari is coming to tell us if there was a din of sokel yisokel as asher. There's a chiyuv skila on the asher. Is lo Yochelas Pusari, if it's not an avela, if it's shechted it, he says the Gemara din of skila, makes that it becomes also bahano, also bachila, also bachila, and there's shchit. There's the shchit that won't be matter. If there's a gmar din of sokol yisok. Let's see what Rashi says. La'achar shenigmar dinay, tochi mash mekro, mishebo shoyer lidei sokol yisokel, Shuvla yeyochel es besorim. Then you're not allowed to eat any more of the meat. The shchita will not be matred anymore. Share that is a gmar din and skile. Shuvla yeyochel es besorim. Let's get back to the Gemara. Ein li ela bachile. So now I know that shachtoi is also bachile. Mano minayin, hamloima ubal asher noki, mai mashme, shimim ben zayma oima, ka odam shayma lachaveiroim, yotze ish ploini noki minachosov. Noki minachosov is a terminology that's used to say that he lost his wealth. So ubal asher noki, he has no benefit from the share. He lost the share. So it's also bando. He can't sell it. Ein loy behem ano shoklo. Frag de gemore, mi maid lo yochel as pesore lehecha de shochte acha shenig merdine shosa bachila. How do you know that this is what the pasuk is coming to tell us? That even though there was a maise shchit, it's also bachila. It's muta bachil. It's a merdik and chiddish. That's not pashtay dekro. Pashtay dekro is soko yisoko asher, v'lo yeyochel as besorei. Pashtay dekro is that it's dafka osa bachile, if it's an avela, if it was niskal. If it's coming to tell us after skila, that it's also only after skila sauce and not after shrite. The highly yachas psar lecha the sokle miskal, dasa bano, kidarababo. So Mar says the lo yeyachal is coming to tell us that it's also bano. That's what the lo yeyachal is coming to tell us. You're mechadish gemafki de posik mi pashte de kro. Pashte de kro is lo yisoka yisoka shabu yachas besore. So pashte de kro means that if there was, there was soiko of the show, you're not allowed to eat the bosa. See, the kasha is, I don't need a law for this, it's an avela. Fine, that was the kasha. So because of this, you're machadish, a new pshat and posik that when there's a din skile, a filoshchita won't help. That's a very nice pshat, but it's not mucha from the posik. So I'll tell you a different pshat and posik. I'll say you learn a mikra yoytze midei pshutoi. That the posik speaking about after skile. Ah, you're asking a kasha after skile. I do not need a posik to tell me it's also bachila. I know it's also bachila al tnevela. The posik is coming to tell us that it's also bahano. If the pasuk is coming, how can the pasuk tell us isa hano? It says lo yochel as besori. The pasuk speaking about isa achila. Kidarava bo. The omar rabbi abo. Omar rabbi loza. Kol mokim shenema lo yoicha lo yisaicha lo yisaichlu. Echot isa achila ve echot isa hano b'mashme. That the lo yoichal is kaivol isa hano. At she yiporid lecho akosu. Kidaret shepard lecho benevela leger benesina legoy bemechir. So there's a memra of Rav Abo. Whenever it says loisoichal, the posik is not only asering b'achil, it's asering b'ano also. So memela, that is pshat in leyochel es besori to come to tell us that it's also b'ano. Nevela is muta b'ano, and this is also b'ano. Asher niskel is also b'ano. Let us see Rashi. Leiche de sok le misko. The pasuk is coming to tell us after he was cycled the show. Va'asa la yeyoch la yisrei bano. Tuch de rabba bo. If we know he's an off on la yeyoch, so what's a bala sher noki? Knockim me boy lele drosha chite, lachatzi kaifel, and my blood is kiddel lakama. How did Rav Abo know that leyoichel means iserano? Kiderech sheporet locho benevela. There's a tremendous problem by nevela. Shekosob locho bo leyseichlu. By nevela it says, you're not allowed to do nevela. Leyseichlu call nevela. Vohutzrich hakosav leforish locho bo heterano, legerish abisharecho. So why did the Torah have to write an iser hano if the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to have hano from it? Versteitzach. Alme leiseichlu iser hano havimashma. So we see leiseichlu means iser hano, so that's the Gemara's kasha. Is maybe Leyochel es besori is coming to tell us iser hano. Now, I'd like to mention that there are two mahalchem hatolam shat in the Gemara that the Rav Abo that leisoichel means iser hano. The Chiddush Yaran in Psochem says the mashmos of leisoichel means iser achilo. Now I have a raya from the posuk of Nevela that when it says leisoichel, it's also b'ano also. So the pasuk is speaking about achila, but I have a gilui. Whenever the pasuk asks achila with leisoichel, I have a gilu the Torah wants to ask it b'ano. So the pasuk isn't speaking about ano, but I have a gilui that the Torah asks it b'ano also. Could very well be, according to the Ran, you don't get malchus on ano. The pasuk is speaking about achila. Now I have a gilui. Whenever it says loisoichlu, that's not the mashmoi sakroano, but it's a gili that it is also bano. This is one way how we can learn pshat in Rav Abo. Aber Keweger im Psochen bringt sein Mischel am Melech, da wants to say a second Pshad, und muss ihm heute kein Nachgemein ist. Der Mischel noch wants to say that Loi Seuchlu means you're not allowed to eat it. But the Teure Asa d'Achille mitzad, because Achille is Ano Shriche. Loi Seuchlu is not also mitzad the Mais Achille. Loi Seuchlu is also mitzad Ano Achille. Achille is also Ano. So the Torah, instead of saying Loi Sehene, the Torah said Loi Seuchlu, which means the Torah chapt on a dugma of Ano. Loi Seuchlu, Achille is a very shchir dik Ano, very choshev Ano. But it's a dogma, not only this Ano, all Ano sauce, in the raya that all Ano sauce, because we have to be matter, leger shabishchachat in nana b'chola, so we see that pshad lo yisoichu. According to this mahalach, lechedet v'yisvore, that you should get malchus on Ano, because takuf is the taich of the lo yisoichu, the taich was took a dogma of Hanoah's Achille to tell us that Hanoah is also. Al Kaponim, so the Gemara wants to say now, that according to Rav Abo, it's not Muchach to say that Shachte Lacha Shenigma Dinoi is Shachte Lacha Shenigma Dinoi is also Bachile. Could be Shachtai is Mutter. And we learned the Posek Kipshutai, Soko Yisoko, Bloyachos, Vesori, after Skila. I know that the Nevela is also Bachila, but Bloyachos, Vesori is coming to tell us that it's also Bano. According to Rav Abo. So the Gemara says in this Tutarutza, Omri, Hani Mili Heiched, the Nofek Le Isar Achila, Be Isar Hano, Mikro, Milo Yeyochem. I mean, the whole Rav Abo is, if the Posek is coming to tell us, Sai Yisar Achille, Sai Yisar Ano, so the Posek spoke about Achille, but I have a Gilui from the Vela that the Posek is Koilal Ano also. But there's a reason, there's legitimate reason to speak about Achille, because I want to ask Achille also. But this Yisar Achille is Megala that the Yisar Ano also. Avol Hochet. The Isar Achille Misokel Yisokel Nafke. Here, the Isar Achille I know because it's an Avela. So I don't need an Isar Achille. I don't need the Posek to tell me it's also Bachille. No, what are you telling me? The whole purpose of the Posek is to tell me Isar Ano. Isal Kedaitoch. Haile Yeyochelas Besore Isar Anohu. The Posek is only coming to tell us Isar Ano. Is nichtem rachmon elo yehene. So why did the Torah have to speak such a unclear language? Bishlam, if it wants to ask achila also, so chapton lo yisaychlo. To ask achila, we know that the iser achila also comes to be marbe iser ano. But if the whole purpose of the pasuk is only to tell me iser ano, it should have said lo yehene. Rabbi Keweger and Shuve Kuf Tzadik brings down a shaila according to Rav Abo that we learn after the Yisoichlot also Bano, what is the Shir Hano? Achila we know, and Achila Pochus Mikizayas. So we know the Shir Achila. What is the Shir Hano? So someone wanted to say that since the Mekoyer of Isser Ano is from Loi Seichel. And Loi Seichel is Bikizayis. That's the whole Mekoyer on Isser Ano. So it's Dumya de Loi Seichel. The whole Mekoyer of Isser from Loi Seichel, so it's Dumya de Loi Seichel that the Shir is Bikizayis. So Bikivege brings a raya from this Gemara, not like that. He says, Ibezoi, the Gemara says, if the Pasuk is only coming for Hano, so why did the Torah have to write Lo Yisoichel? I know Yisar Achille already. If the Pasuk is only coming for Hano, it should have said Lo Yehene. So if Rabbi Kevega would say Lo Yehene, I would think the Shir is Beshove Pruta. So that's why the Torah had to say Lo Yisoichel. If you're telling me that according to Rav Abo, I have a new sheer iser hano by macholas asuris that I learn after I say that the sheer is bekezayis. So what pshat the gemara's kasha to say lo yehene? For say lo yehene, I would think the sheer is like stam isurei hano, which is b'shave prute. So it means the right from this gemara that fell according to Rav Abo, hano is measured with shave prute. Achil is measured with kezayis, but Hano is measured with shave prute. That is one teretz. Inami. The mother says, no, I'll tell you another teretz. What are you saying? You want to say that Le'yeyochel is coming to tell me that Asher Haniskel is also Bano. Fine. But so why does it have to say Es Besorei Lomoli? We're talking about Tzokir Shaka Asher Le'yochel. So we're talking about what you eat the Shah, you eat the Boso. Is the Afal Gav, the Ov Day came Boso, the Shoch Day. That's Pshat in the Yitl. Of the shchita makes from an animal a machel. So memela, if the pshat and the posig would be, you're not allowed to eat a nevela, a nevela is never shame bosser, it's not aimed lachila, it's arusha lachila. So memela, so, la yeyochel is good. It said, es besorai is coming to tell Zafilo shochtei. He didn't make skila. Of they came basel, so the gilui that shochte lachash enigmar dine is also ba'achila nano. You wanted to say it's mutter. The ray is from es besorei afogav the of they came basel. Let us see Rashi. Hani mili the mapik roli sarano beloshe nachile heche de nofak lo nachile vanome lo yeyochel as agav de meirlo nami achile. Since it's coming to tell us that achile is also is mapik le beloshe nachile, so then we understand why it says aloshe nachile, because he wants to tell us he's not allowed to eat it. So that's why the Pasuk is coming to tell us, Shachti Lachash Nigmar Dinoi, and it's coming to tell us, it's also Bachila. Let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis, Eini Yeideya Shehinevel. The Gemara had started off with Akashe, that, why do you need the posik lo yochel to tell me it's also bachila? I know it's also bachila. A share on this goes on a veila. Bim time effect teisves itzrich leben pekua. No, maybe the posik is speaking about a ben pekua. It means like this. This share on this goal was an uber when his mother was geschochten. So the shchita sa'im helps for him. He doesn't need shchita anymore. Now this uber grew up to be a big share, and he became a share on iskol. And now he was negeach someone. And we made skila. So I would think, but him you're allowed to eat? Because he was shochet already b'mei imoy. The shchitas aim helps latiroi bachila. So the pasuk says, le'yochel es besorei, but al sher haniska letzosa bachila. So I have an eitz on the Gemara's kasha. I don't have to say that the Gemara's problems, the Pasuk is miyuta, the Pasuk comes to tell us, a ben pekua is also bachila al sher haniskel. It's not a nevela. ואם תאים יצריך לבן תקוע, לרבון אין דרב מייד, לא יבוא ישחיתה. וכי תאים עד לא יקרי שויר, I may be tell me no, alone, I can't be speaking about a ben pekuah. A ben pekuah is a piece of meat, but it's a geshochten animal. That's a called a shoyer. A shoyer means a lebedik shoyer, not a geshochten. So Taisha says it's not true. O le'inyim petach ha'mer mikri se beperk ha'mer de b'chayres. Beperk b'yma makashe. ואפילו שוחות מוכח ביום הדה מקרי פאר, בחושקי בן פקו, לא, איזה שם שר, איזה, אפילו גשוחתן איזה שם פאר, אבל זה גביס, הגשוחתן הלוכית, תגזיך איזה שם שר, ויש לו אם הבלב אוכי פור שפר, כמו איזה דיפן קשה, גוד, איזה בעצם קשה, You're asking, maybe the Pasuk is coming to Asa Bachila. A Ben Pekua. Fine, that's a good question. But it's another question. Maybe the Pasuk is coming to Asa Bano. Asher Aniskel. Why is your question better than the Gemara's question? Well, if you are Maskon and Iche, and according to the Maskon, the Nafkolon Mipsoroi, Avagav de Shochte, Vov de Kein Bosso. So, I mean, so we have a Gilu Yakro, even though of de Kein Bosso, he shafted it, it's also Osa Bachila. So, Lufiemis, I can figure out that it's speaking about a Geshochte Nesher from the Espsori. Vahaylo Yeyoch Aleicha de Sokle Misko de Osa Bano. Ubala Sher Noki, so what was if this is coming to tell us also Bano, so what is Bala Sher Noki coming to tell us? So Rashi said it's coming to tell us the Mevloda is Chatzi Kaifer. And Taisu says Ubala Sher Noki La Noas Oiroi. It's coming to tell us that the Oir of the Bemis, the Leochalas Pesor is coming to tell us that the Bosser is also Bano. And Bala Sher Noki is coming to tell us that the Oir is also Bano. וחיתם הלשתק מלא יאוכל, if it says בעל אשר נוקי, so it tells me אפילו דעיר איזה עושה בנו, so why do you need the לא יאוכל, אם כן לב המקמין הנוקי, אלא לנוס בוסו דווקא, I would say it's only coming אלא לנוס בוסו, I mean that what I say הוא בעל אשר נוקי, Now when it says Bala Shanoki, I said time that it's speaking about oil, that if they have a possible, that the boss is also. So I say Bala Shanoki is Marbe the oil. But if I wouldn't have Lo Yochales Besori, so then I'd say Bala Shanoki is going on the boss. Masha explains why didn't Taisus want to say like Rashi. Rashi says Bala Shanloki is going on other things, on Chatzi Kaifer, on the Mevlodis. So the Masha says because we're going on the Tan of the Baraisa. The Tan of the Baraisa held it's going on Issa Hano. So Taisus, and we're asking, but maybe Lo Yeyochel is going on Issa Hano. So Taisus is saying, according to the Tan of the Baraisa, we have a Bala Shanloki. He used it for his anos, so they says, yeah, use it for his anos, could be it's going on anos, anyway. I'm just lying about, see, Taisvis asks Akasha, if La Yochel is Pesorai, It's coming for Yisra Noam. Solistic, so I need the Bala Shernoki. Lano Seire, fine. Vechiteima Lishtik Melo Yeyochel, so why do you need the Lo Yeyochel? Let's learn everything from Bala Shernoki. That's why it's Vizkashe. Locher, there's a Gavalda Kenach Kemine. I mean, Lo Yeyochel is Pesori is a lot. Well, Bala Shernoki is not a lot. Bala Shanoki told me it's also about no, but it's not a lot. means a filu ubal asher noki is inclusive, but the lav is on, as let's say bal asher noki alone. If it says bal asher noki alone, you wouldn't get malchus. That's the hisses only by bussa, you get malchus al kaponim. Veisachnish. Kidraba bo. The Gemara says in the Leyochel as Psori means Isa no like Avabo. Le Ravcha de Milsa Noka. The Belav Ravabo Lava Motsa Lameyme Elo Lach Bechav Ravabo. Akochos Alts Yito, the Posig is coming for Ano. The Lachila Loi Tzori. So that what the Gemara brought in Ravabo is Le Ravcha de Milsa Filo without Ravabo, but here if it's a Miyuta de Kilav, Akochos it's coming to tell us Isa Ano. Yisra Achila, no, everybody. Kol mokim shenema lo yoichal. That's Ravabo. Bim toima chometz bepesach hanosa yiyya bekoretz. So Taisus says, k'say bezoi, if lo yoichal means yisra hano, she get koretz an hano from chometz. Tachziv ki kol oichal chometz benichrisa. And oichal means hano. If he came off, he nami, they take a get chorus according to Rababo, and came a pair called Shaw, the Beina Maike Becheskila Rababo, but the moment they can be nigh. So Taisa is a kashe, according to Rababo, she gets chorus on Kikoloichel, on Chometz. So Lecheir and Emerson, this kasha we had mentioned when we started off with Ravabo, there's two ways how to learn pshat and Ravabo. The chedush yaran learn pshat and Ravabo leisaychol means isar achila. I have a gilui akro, that's the mashmois akro. No, when Ravabo was medayik from the velo, whenever the Torah says leisaychol, that means ta'aser. The term means ta'asar ano also, dino shemanu, but that's not the mashmoy sapos. Zokteran, say b'zay taisis kashe feinzach nishton. Taisis es a kashe, says ki kol oichol machmetzes v'nichris. Oichol means achile, aloi tavabo leisechol also means achile. The mashmoy sab leisechol means achile. I know whenever the Torah says leisechol, the din is that it's also bano. But that's not the mashmoy saposik. Oichol means achile. I never changed the title of oichol. So memele, so he says it, because it's for emphasis, Taisus kashe. The random psoch of emphasis, Taisus kashe. Taisus lechere learned like Rabbi Kamega learned. That oichel means achila, but achila means a dugma of hano. Hano is achila, but whenever the Torah speaks about achila, the Torah means hano is achila, according to Ravabo. So memele hits as kol oichel chometz v'nichrisa. So if you have hano is achila, you have chorus. The Torah says it should be like that according to Ravabo. V'yesh loyma de lo yoicha lo yisoich afinim lo yisoich lo, avu ki koloicham lo yisoich lo lo yafinim. So Taisva says, this taich of Hanos Achille is only when it says alav, because I see by nevele. So the words soichel is interchangeable. Sometimes when it's alav, it means Hanos Achille. When it's not alav, it means Achille Mamish. So I mean, that's what Taisva is saying. Maskiv lo mazutra. Mazutra est akashe. Eime hani mili. Heicho de bodak tzu vishochat boi. Good, I'm asking of they came bosal. The pasuk is coming to tell us a filu if there was a shchite. It's also osa shochte lachashning madini, it's osa machil, it's osa bano. Maybe the pasuk is speaking about that he shechted it with a tzur, with an oven. The avdei ke'ein skila, he made a shchita ke'ein skila with avonim, just like skilas with avonim. So he made a shchita ke'ein skila. Avol heiche de shechted besaken loy loyamri. Let's see what Rashi says. Heiche de bodek zu, da heinu ke ein skile bavonim. So lochere, from Rashi, that's the Gemara, we'll see later the Teretz. From Rashi, it would seem the Gemara's kasha was as follows. The Gemara held that there's two types of shchita. There's a shchita besaken, which is a elechatchila dike shchita, and then there's a shchita betzur with a stone, which is an inferior shchita. It's also a shchita, but it's an inferior shchita. So the Gemara is asking, you prove from the pasuk, it says, of they came basar, he made a shchita. He made a shchita, and it's still also bachila. Espesa, of they came basar. But it says sokol yisokol also. So maybe, let's be, I say shalom b'mroima, sokol yisokol means, there was a shchita al yidei adover sha'oisen ba'iskile. And that is an inferior shchita, and that's the chiddush akra. The Chiddush HaKro is if you make an inferior shchita on a share on iskol, kaidim shenig madinoi, lacha shenig madinoi, so the inferior shchita is not matter, a share shenig madinoi leskila. But if you make shachtai besakin, which is a lechatchila dike shchita, so it could be over there, it's takimota bachila. And maybe that's nichlal in the pasuk. So the Gemara answers, Ota sakin, ksive b'yaraisa, there's a shchita b'sakin, which is a chetchila dikis shchita, and then there's a psabe d'yeva dikis shchita of tzur. Vosnan, ashech de margoyad, b'tzur, b'kona, shchita seik sheir. See, in Taisvah, it's really, there's a rai from the Mishnah that it's kosha v'la chetchila. But let's see, the Val Rashi. Otu sakin ksive b'yaraisa sh'teheich sh'chitosoi chashiva. It's a choshe v'shchita lahater yoyser. It's a greater matter mishchita asur than the two dargis of shchita. It's a shchita b'sakin and a shchita b'tzur. And the pasuk is telling us that an inferior shchita does not help aisher anisko. Heiche de bodek, so let's see Taisvis. So Taisvis, Afal Gav, the Shchita Betzur Ksheire. So what was the Havamina of the Gemara? The Gemara, the Havamina, that the Pasuk is coming to tell us that Shchita Betzur is no good. Mikol Mokim, given the Hach Shchita Ke'en Skile Osra Teire. So the Dvayaki wants to say Pshat and Taisvis that the Makshin held as follows. The Makshin held that the gather of Shchita is Chetiches Asimonim. That's the gather of Shchita, you Chetich the Simonim. Now you can be Chetich the Simonim through two Eifanim. It can be Chetich the Simonim through a Maiser Shchita Besakin. And you can be chaytech the simonim through a maise skila be'evet. So memele, but it's not shchita. That's not called shchita. That's called a chetiches simonim al yedei skila. A knife is called shchita. That's what the Makshin held. Zicher, it's the behemoth's kosher. The Gemara knew that through skila, which means al yedei avonim, they even you can also be chaytach simonim, but this is another oifin a heta. This is a heta through a skila. So all behemoths, if you're shaychet with a tzur, so that's a heta of the you made chaytach simonim through skila. And that's from the gemara. And that's from the pasuk the gemara is if you make a chaytach simonim through skila layochel as besorit. Aber gab der Schritte bezug scheire mit kommok im kiven da schritte kein skille aus rotere und mechan die auto sacking xiv the head ye play also zu elmeri buye that is pshat that means is that the pasuk says that schritte is matter and there's a pesar riboy that chitoch simonem zu skille is also matter that's how it works.
keinu ikir schritte bezur, afelo lishchit ratrille, the ikir is, it's like malo loy moire, the instrument that is used to make the chitach sabonim. Keinu ikir schritte bezur, afelo lishchit ratrille, kamay besakim. Lefikach en lechale klal, bein zu lesakim. Ubedinu de boila suye bereise. The Gemara brought up a sheichet betzul ksheira, which seems b'diavet. Ubedinu de boila suye bereise. The bakel sheichet, bakel sheichet, b'chatchila, b'betzul, b'kremes. The mashma chatchila. Nechle lovi a mishne. Mikol makim somach a bereise, the sheifel chatchila. Bishmekadish maisi a bereise, hachmil segufe. To prove that that it's mutar afilu lechatchila. Look, the Gemara, mahashte the nafkele isar achilem, visar anom leyochles pesoraim. Must as now, we say that leyochel. We're going with Rav Abo. But Rabbo the Yochel is Mashme Yisrano also. So now Bala Shernoki Lomali. So why need Bala Shernoki to tell me it's also Bano? Moses Lano Soyle. The Sal Kedai Tachamine Besori Yudo Sabano. Avol Oire Nishtari Bano. I would think that after the Bosses or Sabano. The Yochel is Besori. But the Oir is Mutabano. Kamash Malon Bala Shernoki. That the oir is also asabano, and that's his nokim in a chos. Lahanach tanoi de mafkele laibala sher noki ledrosha achine. Those tanoim who learn out from a bala sher noki ledrosha achine, we'll see later, avchatsi koifer, after mevlodes, kidibine meimer kamon, hanos oire menolo. How do they know that the oir is also asabano? The pasuk says leyochel es besorek. How do we know that the oir is also asabano? So the Mora says nafke lohu may es besorek. She said leyochel besorek es besorek es atofel besorek may niu oir. So the es is coming to tell us that the oir is also asabano. Aye. So if you have es, so why the other tana learned that papam bala shenoki? That the oir is also, why do you have to have the posuk bala shernoki? Let's learn that from es. Baitane es loidorish. The tana that learns that on the oir from bala shernoki, he doesn't darshan es. And behemis in the tzamachloikis tanoi. Kedisanya shimen amsuni, vomrilo nechemi amsuni, hoyedorish kol esen shebetoire. He was marbe from each es. Limudim, ribuyim. Kiven shigi les Hashem alekecha tira pirish. So he was pirish. He says, you marbe something similar to, should have the same yire that you have from the Rabbein Shloim, it can't be. So he was pirish. So he said, I see from here that we can't be marbe from every yes. Omru loy tamid av rebi kol esen shedarashto ma tehei aleim. What's going to be with all the esen? Amolem kishem shibalti schar ala drishe kach kibalti schar ala prishe. That means Kozman, I was under the impression medaf darshin in es, I got schar. And the drishe, now I see that it's not a iskalden, so I'll get schar ala prishe. Ad shebo Rabbi Kiva v'limei des Hashem alakecha tira l'rabbeis talmidei chachamim. Hashem alakecha tira l'rabbeis talmidei chachamim. I'd like to mention, say, loshen of the Chazaynish. The Chazaynish in Amunah B'Tochen says there are different people that have different goals in life. There's a gewaltige scharfe Wort from the Chazaynish. He says that there are different types of people who have different goals and shifas in life. There's a tzaddik, that's Isaac and Sitkes. He gets a shem tzaddik. There's a chosid, there's a chocham. He said, now we have here, the Pasuk is coming to be Marbe, besides the Rabbeinu Shlom, there's another type of a person that, as Hashem Lekecha Tire Shrev Meire. So he says, Lamadno, we see from this part, from this Gemara, Ki ha'ishi yois, ha'yoiser chamude, va'ha'yoiser mu'ule, me'hakores ha'toire, what would the, who did the Toire, who was the Toire marshiv the most from all sugim? He ha'ishi yois, ha'ru'uya li'kori b'shem Talmud Chacham. That means the greatest title, the greatest madrege a person could be, is a Talmud Chochem. V'asher le'ish ha'yokor hazeh hirsho Rabbi Kiva la'atzmoy la'hashvois moiroi l'moiro shalmokim. So he says, lo'i rabosi, that's the greatest madrege a person could reach, to have Hashem Talmud Chochem. There's other ma'ilas, there's yirei shemayim, there's a chosid, there's a tzadik. But al kaponim, this is the greatest mile. The Teres Chaim says when he came to Baftas Hashem Alekecha, why didn't he get stuck over there? So he said there could be because the Es Hashem Alekecha is going on Avas HaTeire. Avas HaTeire, there should be just like there's an Avas in the Rabbi, there's Avas HaTeire. But Moire says, is Leishayach, Hakala Kodesh Boch. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, Es Leidorish, Kesanyi de Pirshvem Nechemye, Esin de Gamim Ribuyim, Shigil as Hashem Alekech Otiro, Lo Yod Amal Rabbeis. Let us see Toysvis. Zukt Toysvis, Nafkelu, May Es Besori. He learns out from Espesore, the oil. Mashme, the Rabbi Yosef Aglili Dorish Essen, the Dorish Lakama Noki Midmei Vlodis. There's one Tanda that says Balasha Noki is going on Yisr Hano Shaloira. The Gemara says the other Tanda who holds that Balasha Noki is going on the Mei Vlodis. So how does he know Hano Shaloira from Es? So comes out Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who darshins Mevlodis, so he darshins Es. V'teime, the Bekiyas of Tosfos is Hafladik, V'teime, the Beperik HaMekashe, Gabihodes Nan, there's a mission that says as follows, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer, the Betmeya Tomei B'Tahira Tore. Now, Rabbi Yosi Aglili is speaking about a very interesting din. A Yiroye put his hand into a behemer, Muberes, and he touched the Uber, and the Uber was dead. So there's a Shaila, is the Uber metamim b'me'imoy. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, it matters what the mother was. If the mother is a behemer tahira, so the Uber is not metamim. If the mother is a behemer t'me'i, the Uber is metamim. Now this is not a svore. He is a posik. So the Gemara says, how does he know, how does he know by atmeya, that the Uber is metame? The Dorish. It says in there's a posik, the Dorish mahalchi kapayim bechaya timesiloch. Now, he says, Pshat Naposik, Mahalche Kapaye means that it's not Mafreses Pause, Shesha Shesa. It's not split. That's called Mahalche Kapaye. And he has a Posik, Mahalche Kapaye, Bechayo, a Mahalche Kapaye, in a Chaye that is also not Mafreses Parse, Timesiloch. He says, Pshat Naposik. Uporich, Kluta bimei kluta litame, the maleches dalet, the maleches daleti. So the Gemara is amura de kekasha. The Gemara is, according to you, what will be the din? It is possible that there should be a pore, who's a pore, in the hooves are not split. It's not shesha shesha, shtei prosos. It's possible such a thing. But it's a behemoth toira. It's born without, it's a mean toira. So the Gemara asked, and Rabbi Yosef Glir, what'll be the din? If the mother was not Mafresa's parsa, but it's a para. And the Uber is also a para. It's also not Mafresa's parsa. And you have a posik. If there's a Mahalach Arba, this is a Mafres Pas called Mahalach Shmoyne, it has 8 feet. Al Koponim, but you have a posik, a Mahalach Arba that finds itself on the Mahalach Arba is Tomei. Then you have a posik. That's your posik. So let me, but you also said in the Mishnah that an Uber of a Tahira is Toyer. So the Gemara is, so it doesn't stim. Your halacha doesn't stim with the pasuk. What'll be if I'll have an uber that's a parah that's not mafreses parsa? That's in a parah that's also not mafreses parsa. So according to your drash, it should be tomei. And you in the Mishnah you say if it's at an uber for a toyer, that was your lashon. B'tmei or tomei, b'tahir or toyer. So my ask this kash Rabbi Yosef Glili. Fractoismus umaikash octoni betmeyo tome. The Rabbi Yisagli said in the Mishnah, betmeyo is tome, betoyo toyo. Vahai betmeyo hi. A pora that doesn't have, that's not mafreses parsa, is a tome according to Yisagli. Given the Dorish essen, al kochoch kerab shimen svirelei. The oyser gomor bimei porik in the much beikav of the prayers. The man de shori leidorish esen. So we have a gemore in Bechayres, that the gemore says, if you have a gomor bimei porik, so Tyson said a gomor bimei porik means, it's not mafreses parse, bimei porik. So are you allowed to eat it? Are you allowed to eat it? So there's a machloikis. Rab Shimon says you're not allowed to eat it. And Rab Shimon darshan's essen. The Chachomim hold you allowed to eat it. They don't darshan essen. That's the sugi in Bechayres. The Toises, no. Rab Yosef Glili is muchach and bobekame. But he does darshan essen. So it comes out that he should hold like Rab Shimon in Bechayres. That a gom will be made for his tummy. If it doesn't have the simonei tare. Even though it's nailed from a toil. But it doesn't have some money tare, so it's tome. So what's the kashe and Rabbi Yosef Glili? That a klute be may klute, why is it toyer? It's not toyer, it's tome. Rabbi Yosef Glili, she toss, he holds like Rab Shimon, it's taka tome. V'yeshloime de b'chulim porich mikolot sharoishi v'ru b'idoim v'le'imoi. So Taisva says there's two cases of a behemoth tahira that's a kluto. There's one case of a behemoth that's a kluto. It's only the feet. It's missing mafreses parse, but it looks in ganzen like a pore. So that everyone holds this is a behemoth tahira. The machloikis, Rab Shimon the Chomim, is a gomo bimei pore. A gomo means not only are the feet not mafreses parsa. Roishay verubay looks like a gomo. It has all the characteristics of a gomo. There is a machloikis Rab Shimon and the Chachamim. But the Gemara is asking Akasha, according to Rab Yosef Glili, by a pora, that's a klute. In Amiroi Tzliyash, Rab Yosef Glili, the Bechulin, Afilu le rabbonon de b'chayres, afilu not l'shita soy. According to them, it's toil. What do they do with this posse?